Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Figuring It Out podcast. This is now episode 9.
I don't know what we're on.
I think it's 9.
No, we did 8 in my backyard, didn't we?
Yeah.
But 8 isn't going to make it to. So this is 8.
Well, okay.
Yeah, Layton said there was problems with audio.
Yeah. Well, so also, I realized you didn't even know this. I didn't even mention this. I was wearing the hat of my company the whole time. So we'd have to blur that.
Works out fine because we're not posting it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Ignore what we just said.
It's episode 8. Of the Figuring Out podcast. Today we're kind of just gonna talk about opinions today. Nothing too heavy.
We're not gonna get political,
and we're not gonna get into any kind of like
we're not trying to
heavy
trigger
topics.
People, I guess.
Yeah.
We're just gonna be doing just some basic ones. Unpopular opinions, kinda like this or this kind of thing, you know, like what you prefer, preferences and that kind of stuff today. So Layton, you had an idea already, some kind of opinion that you wanted to talk about. Also, none of us are wearing headphones. Well, Layton's the only one wearing headphones. Ear reveal.
Whoa!
Or at least
so
for the people watching the video.
Let's talk about this real quick because it's actually really funny that it happened.
Yeah.
So I forgot my headphones. I walked out of the door with them.
Jake forgot
all of his stuff.
Everything.
So he's using the extra mic that we have that Sam usually uses. Alex has everything because we're obviously at Alex's house.
But my cable died on my headphones.
His cable died on his headphones. So because of all that, I'm the only one with headphones.
Yay, and these are Alex's.
These are Alex's spare.
My old ones.
All right. So, anyway. Layton, you want to start us off with this opinion that you had in mind?
I can. Which one do you want me to do? You can
do both, and we'll kind of just bounce off of it.
So, first one, salsa is overrated. I don't like it.
Really? And he's a Texan.
Oh my gosh.
I probably
okay. I'll say this: if there's there in some cases better sauces.
Oh, definitely.
Better, like, I don't know what else to call
salsa.
It.
Salsa.
I know, but I'm saying like, I don't know what to call salsa other than like. Like to lump it in with
other. I guess
other,
it's a dipping sauce.
Yeah,
technically
dips. I guess you could
it's
say
a dip. Yeah.
So there, it depends on the kind, like the situation with other dips. Because if there's like, have you guys ever been to Chewy's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chewy's has that, like, creamy jalapeno sauce or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And that stuff
is queso?
Delicious.
Well, yeah. That doesn't mean,
like,
salsa's bad though.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'd eat that over salsa, so I can kind of agree.
Well, yeah. But you
in
don't think salsa's bad, though.
Oh, no,
you're
not at all. I love salsa.
You might prefer over salsa.
Yeah.
But you're not saying it's bad. Layton's saying it's bad.
Yeah, I just don't like it. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I can eat it, and I have eaten it when I'm, like, really hungry. I just don't prefer it. And I think it's probably because most salsa is tomato-based, right? It's
Do
you not like tomatoes?
And I don't like tomatoes.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Picky eater, everybody.
That's a third opinion.
Seriously.
But, you have another opinion to go with this.
Well, I have another opinion after this. But I do like queso, though.
Just melted cheese. Everybody likes queso.
My grandma doesn't like it because she doesn't like any cheese.
Lame.
Oh my gosh.
So. Sounds like a terrible life.
I hope Layton's grandma doesn't watch our podcast.
I hope she does.
She doesn't because she'd be our biggest fan, but also annoy.
Yeah.
Not annoy me. Just
you're going to call your grandma
why.
Annoying?
No, she's
our
not
number
annoying.
One fan?
No, I love my grandma to death, and she's not annoying at all.
Okay,
but she would, I don't know, and she probably will listen to this one day, so I'm trying to be careful.
It'll be fine.
About it,
H-E-B actually.
We'll
I love you. I love
we'll
you. If you're watching.
I had to shoehorn
job,
it in somewhere. Okay. Anyways,
H-E-B has a fire brisket queso.
Dude,
that
sounds so good.
Holy moly, we gotta get it together. And
okay,
just make it.
I'll try.
Let me ask you this: have you had pico before, like pico de gallo?
That's a topping, though. I think.
Well,
isn't
I
that
use
the,
it as a dip more than a topping.
You dip into pico de gallo?
Yeah, you just like scoop all the stuff.
That's like
a bunch of chunks.
I put it on like. Tacos or
hey, Layton, Alex,
Layton's
I'm trying
been
to talk
trying
over
to
here.
Talk this whole time.
I'm giving my opinion on your opinion to his.
I was asking Alex, not you.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Anyways, go ahead.
Continue.
Isn't that the stuff that kind of looks like guacamole on top, but it's not guac?
It's like
guac.
Chunkier salsa. There's not like it's not as
it's not
wet.
Green.
It's just chunks of like tomato, onion, and like cilantro, a bunch of stuff like that.
I probably have had it, and I probably didn't like it again because of tomatoes.
Yeah,
it's on tostadas and stuff like that.
It's tomatoes and onions, two of the things that
I don't
really
like.
Yeah, I love pico.
Yeah,
a good pico, I will eat any day. I'll put that on everything.
I'm gonna have to have some Mexican food with you, man.
I'm honestly, I'm not a big Mexican fan.
Really?
Not,
but you like these?
I'm actually very iffy about a lot of Mexican food.
Tex-Mex or original?
It depends. What do you mean by Tex-Mex? Because, like, Taco Bell, I devoured three tacos a quesadilla.
That's American.
Yeah. I devoured three tacos, a quesadilla, and nacho fries last night, and had a strawberry freeze.
Tex-Mex is, like,
after
most
dinner,
of
too.
It's like Rosas. It's mostly what you find at Rosas.
Yeah, Tex-Mex is mostly whatever, like, restaurants are around in Texas and other places,
like,
of the, it's like
there's El Phoenix,
yeah,
something
there's
like that, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. There's I think Chili's is technically considered that too.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay, I can do it. Depends, like Chili's. I love Chili's. Okay. I could eat at Chili's all day.
Have you ever had original Mexican?
Like, kind of. I'm a big fan of tamales, but that's about it. Obviously chips and queso and all the good stuff like that, rice and beans. I like that stuff, but. Like enchiladas, nah.
Basic.
Tacos I do like, but
you don't even do enchiladas.
That's a basic, you know, tacos is, everybody likes tacos. Yeah. And if you don't like tacos, then leave.
I do like tacos.
Yeah.
I don't like crunchy tacos very often.
I'm more of a soft taco person.
I'm a soft taco
I'm a crunchy taco kind of guy, but I also am, I
can enjoy a crunchy.
If it's a taco of any kind, I'll probably eat it.
So I like, one of the tacos that we used to have with a friend of mine, I'll just say his name, Caden, and Kareth, when we'd go over to their house and stuff, they would have deer tacos a lot. And those were always
good.
I did love them. Venison's even though even though I didn't love the hard taco shells, I mean, I didn't mind them.
Makes it worth it with the venison.
Yeah, so it was really good. Those were always good.
Okay.
Layton has one more opinion, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your last one?
Let's hear it.
Coffee's also overrated.
All coffee? Earlier he said Starbucks.
I don't like. Wait, I don't care for coffee. I don't even need it. So for me, Starbucks is a waste of money.
I thought
there
Alex.
You go.
I can agree. Starbucks is a waste.
I thought Alex was about to get like a lot more volatile over here. Alex is the coffee guy here. I like coffee, but like. Alex,
I don't need it. I didn't used to drink it, but
I don't need it. But
I don't need caffeine. It has no effect on me. I can drink like soda right before bed and just fall asleep.
That's a like ADHD thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I just absorb it.
I can drink a lot of caffeine too and not have a problem sleeping.
The only reason I actually like coffee is because whenever I was younger, my mom would get like the bottled Starbucks frappuccinos and stuff. She loved them.
Gotcha.
But I would drink those too because they're pretty sugary and sweet.
Yeah,
it's not like raw coffee. But eventually, I ended up
working your way up
more and more. Yeah, yeah. Now I can drink like straight espresso.
Oh my gosh,
dude! I don't think I've had hardly any coffee from
Starbucks. You weren't introduced to it.
Really. Yeah, I really didn't ever have a whole lot
of
it.
Alex is gonna go on a crusade
now. I didn't have a whole lot of it, so I never got used to it, and never was like, oh, I want this or need this.
It's definitely a bit of an acquired taste.
It is
for sure.
It is for sure.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
you're
good.
Done. But I definitely think that it's one of those things that you have to drink more of to get used to it.
Yeah.
Because even me, I don't drink a lot of coffee, but I do drink coffee.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a hit or miss a lot of the time with me, because sometimes I'll get something where I'm like, okay, this is good. But then sometimes I'll get stuff where it's like, oh my God, this is so bitter. It tastes like dirt water.
It's just
bean water.
Yeah, bean water.
Tastes like bitter bean water.
Yeah. I mean, that is what coffee is.
That
beans.
Is what coffee is. But I'm a big fan of coffee. I like coffee.
Okay, nice.
But I'm getting more into tea recently.
Yeah,
like tea, yeah.
But tea as in, I don't know how to explain it. Cause
hot tea?
There's like green tea. I love green tea. Green tea is so
hot
good.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Okay.
But we're Texan. We, all three of us, love some sweet tea.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're also young, which
down a whole gallon of that.
Whoa. Hold on over there.
We'll drink a gallon of Milo's any day.
Yeah.
Do you do any sort of tea besides like sweet tea?
Any hot tea?
Layton? Yeah.
No, not really.
No? Okay.
And I just don't really like
hot,
hot drinks.
Yeah.
I think that's also part of it is I don't really like. Now, hot
chocolate's
a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay. I can drink hot chocolate.
I was about to ask.
But I never crave it.
That's
I never am like, oh, I really want hot chocolate.
For the most part, if it's cold tea, it's the Arizona green tea that I drink.
That's good.
I crack like four of those cans a day. I have bought boxes and gone through them in a week.
Whoa.
Like I love that stuff. But hot drinks I'm kind of iffy on usually, but if it's a cold morning, a hot drink just
hits the spot.
Hits it. Just
kinda on acquired tastes. Layton actually just tried a mineral water here. Sparkling lime flavored mineral water I have. Jake's got one of mine
too.
We've
got lime mineral water
here. So that's another kind of acquired taste. What are y'all's thoughts on those? Jake, I guess you like them.
I've drank a lot of Topo Chico before this.
And
the grapefruit flavor and the lime flavor. Grapefruit is really good. But
is it sweet?
Kind of. I mean,
they're like these.
They're
Topo Chico. It's pretty much the same thing.
Okay. These are more minerally than the Topo Chico.
Yeah, because
you can taste more of the mineral.
I taste that calcium.
It's actually from Mineral Wells, Texas, which is
really?
It's a spring area in Texas. With mineral water.
So, I've it's an acquired taste, and I've kind of gotten used to it. We also drink Liquid Death a lot at my house, and Liquid Death has the sparkling stuff, but it also has. Their tea is so good. I'm a big fan of peach tea as well. I'll say that.
Peach tea is really good.
The Liquid Death peach tea, very good.
Very nice.
Anyways, Layton, what are your thoughts on the mineral water?
You didn't like this one too much.
I didn't like it just because it's bitter and I don't like a whole lot of bitter stuff. Mm. It's
a
like
lot of people don't.
Pretty bitter. Like dark chocolate is one of those things that because it's bitter,
dark chocolate.
I'm like, I can eat it and it's okay. But it's not something I'm like, ooh, I see dark chocolate, I'm going to grab it off the shelf.
Yoink! That's me. That's me right there.
You like dark chocolate?
Oh, I love dark chocolate. That's my favorite chocolate.
What kind of, as dark as you can go, like 90%?
Yeah, once you go black, you can never go back.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know any kind of, like, how dark it is. I just, dark chocolate.
Jake goes to the baking aisle. He gets that stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, though, much as I like dark chocolate, I really am not much of a chocolate person.
Oh, really?
Fair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm actually not much of a sweets person a whole lot.
I'm not really either.
I get sweets, it's more a sweet drink than a sweet food or candy or something
like
that.
I'm the
same way. But, yeah.
Very I'm nice. A carb addict, dude. It's bad.
Hey, me too, brother.
Dude,
me too.
This might actually be the drinks episode.
Yeah, it could be the drinks episode.
Well, we're really getting we're in the food and drink section right now.
Dude, I think it's because it's the easiest thing to have opinions on.
Yeah,
but
very true.
Salt and vinegar chips, dude.
You're
I can
a huge fan of those.
Destroy.
Oh my gosh.
Some bags of those,
dude. That's definitely a divisive one.
Y'all
Think very many people like those?
Well, I just think that's not a very popular flavor compared to other flavors that Lay's may make or something like
that. Others
that
are very much more popular.
I don't like potato chips.
Just regular salty potato chips?
Just regular.
Oh,
I like
then
them all.
Douse it in vinegar.
Yeah.
Jalapeno chips,
yeah.
Dude. Oh my gosh.
What?
I will devour an entire bag of Kettle jalapeno chips.
Dude, Kettle
my
jalapeno
favorite.
Chips are unmatched.
Yeah.
Those are top of the tier list.
Yeah.
They are good.
Number
do you do those?
One.
I haven't ever gone and bought.
Guy, remember?
Yeah. So I'll never go buy a bag of them. But if somebody has them, I'm like, oh yeah,
I will buy two bags.
There you go. No, that's me. I'll buy two or three bags of salt and vinegar chips, and I'll eat them. And what I was gonna say is, y'all are like, oh, he doesn't eat very much, dude. It's because I'm always gorging on
You're
salt
snacking.
And vinegar chips.
Are you a
all
snacker?
The time? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's terrible. It's honestly terrible.
I snack a whole lot, but whenever I do, I eat good.
Okay,
I snack all the time.
Let me. What about this? This is a pretty divisive topic as well. You guys, mountains or sea?
Mountains.
Mountains or beach?
No question.
I knew you were gonna say that, but I was more curious what Layton was gonna say.
I don't know. It's kind of 50-50 for me.
Really?
Because I haven't been to a whole lot of either.
Fair.
That's fair.
I've been to the beach much more than the mountains, though, because I've only been to the mountains once.
Okay.
But I've been to the beach several times. But I still like both.
Yeah.
If
you had to pick one, though.
Probably just mountains, just because I haven't been there as much.
That's
but
fair.
But if I got
so, mountains out of curiosity?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I had a similar experience, similar amount of times that I've been to both, then maybe it would change and I'd go back to beach.
Yeah.
But because I don't like cold.
That's
either.
Fair. Usually, mountains do kind of get a little
chillier.
Yeah.
That's why mountains.
Yeah.
I love the beach because that's mainly where we've traveled to.
Yeah.
But now that that was when we were younger. Now that I'm older, I'm like, the mountains call to me. Nah, we actually, I want to start traveling to Colorado more often with my dad, because when we climbed Mount Bierstadt, I've already mentioned this to you guys God knows how many times, but I've loved climbing Mount Bierstadt.
You and I need to go climb a mountain.
Yes, we do.
Would you hike a mountain?
I would hike a mountain.
Okay.
You know what? Next day, Headline news. Three young men die. on local
frozen to death.
Yeah, what? Local 14.
No, fall off a cliff. Two young men die, one found in a cave, barely surviving.
It'd be Alex.
It'd be Alex.
You'd have like your med bag shivering with you. little teepee made. Nah, but I'm mountains person for the most part, but I do like the beach every now and then.
While I immediately chose mountains, like no questions asked, I will say, like, after we went on our East Texas trip in the summer, like the very next day I got back, I went to Corpus Christi. It's a beach in Texas, or city with beaches in Texas.
Yeah,
I went there with my grandma and grandpa to visit my aunt and uncle and stuff. They were working down there. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I can seriously get into the beach. Like, especially if I can like boogie board or something. Yeah, some nice waves.
That's
like
my main issue with the beach is just how hot it is.
That's fair. And
I got a bad sunburn.
I'm not a heat guy. We already talked about that, but like that's the main issue that I have with the beach is that you're sitting on that sand and the sand is hot, the sun's beating down on
it
you.
It reflects up on you.
Yeah, you get in the water and then there's warm spots and cold spots and you're trying to chase the cold spot, but it keeps moving.
I can get into out the beach, of the water. I like
and
the
if you want the cold spots, go deeper.
Yeah, true.
Fair. Texas has warm beaches, like very warm beaches.
Then get bit by a shark.
Yeah, just get ripped away by the undercurrent.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, the reason they prefer, because I feel like a lot of people do prefer mountains over the beach, and I think it's just because a lot of people have a fear of not knowing what's in the water.
My mom's
the water.
That way. She doesn't like
here's
that kind of
here's
thing.
What I say to combat that, not in like a debate kind of thing, but just like if people are afraid of the beach, they should also be afraid of the mountains because
there's bears up there.
There's killers in the mountains.
They can see them from afar.
Okay, but actually, think about how much more likely it is to find a killer in the mountains compared to a beach.
Well, I'd be more worried about the wildlife.
Bears, yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to. But, like, realistically, people aren't going to think, oh, no, a bear's scared. Like, but when you think of, like, a horror situation.
People in Yellowstone walk up to bears.
Dude, oh, my gosh. I would love that. Just go pet the big puppy.
Oh, look at it. He's so cute.
Puppy. Look at the big puppy.
He's so fluffy.
Just slapping it on the side. It'd kill me in a heartbeat.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm an animal person. I could see it.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Oh, man. I had another point I was going to make, but then I forgot what I was going to say.
Another opinion?
We can move on to the next one. I was going to say something else about it, but dogs or cats?
Oh,
we're just
going to
get the basic ones out of the way here.
My family has had lots of each.
I want a cat so bad.
Cats? Honestly, I got to say, while they are both very good pets, cats can be, honestly, at times a whole lot better. I was going to say they won't necessarily make as much of a mess, but they will totally, like,
depends
either
on
pee
cat
on your couch or, like, man, you might get a fantastic cat. We've had amazing cats that are honestly way better behaved than any of our dogs we've had, or at least our current dog, who is a mess.
Yeah, fair.
Like, we love Brandy.
Dude.
I love Brandy.
Cats, I think, have the ability to be way more protective of you. They may not be, like, as effective at being protective because they're like tiny little fluff balls, but they have the ability, or they like I've had a cat follow me like a mile to my grandparents' house and stuff.
My gosh.
Like my grandma had to drive it back. They like stand up and like protect kids and stuff. Like I've seen cats save kids from falling downstairs. Like there's lots of videos of dogs doing the same thing, but cats can be stinking incredible. They'll totally cuddle with you or something. Like of course people do end up with cats that like hate them and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
Sam's
cat. Sam's cat. I love Sam's cat.
Yeah, Sam's cat loves
both
of us.
It's
they love
Sydney's
us
cat more than Sam's
is it
cat.
Sydney's?
Yeah, it is.
It's okay. Sydney's.
It's
Sam's
like it's her cat, but I love that cat. Is amazing.
Maybe I just have good luck with cats.
I
think that plays a huge role.
Yeah,
in
a big part of it also
like
plays
them
in like for me. I'm just an animal person in
same
general. Yeah. I love all animals, but if I had to choose, just because we've only ever had dogs, I'd have to say I'm a dog person.
If I was going to but have to go into the middle of nowhere with an animal, it'd be a dog.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mine's
I think that's
dogs
a good
dog.
Mine's
you've
dogs
always
too
had dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always had dogs because my brother and my dad are allergic, very allergic
really
to cats.
Oh,
so we can't have them. My mom grew up with cats, though.
Yeah.
And I don't think she'd have them just because of that, because she actually, they had not terrible experiences with them, but they got
unlucky with their cats.
Yeah, they got lucky and unlucky with a couple of cats, so they've seen both. I would take a cat personally Just to see what it's like. I don't think I would get more than one. I'd only have one for the experience.
I think one is plenty of pets.
But then that would mean my family would have a hard time coming over. Yeah. So that's probably why I'd
Or else you'd have to shut the cat in a room or something.
I'd get a cat. If I moved out, I'd get a cat first. Yeah. Cats handle themselves better.
They're independent. So you can, leave them with, just some food and water for a while. But at the same time,
obviously you still have to take care of them. Still a pet. They're still an animal. You still got to,
They require less maintenance than
dogs. Yes, that's the main thing. I love dogs so much, and I'd love to come home to a dog that's wiggling their butt, super happy to see me. But I'm also happy coming home and hearing my cat from across the house go, going, oh, yep, he hasn't eaten. And then I'd go feed him, and then he's fine. But
we have those automatic or those big feeders where the food
automatic ones.
Cats don't wolf down all their food at once.
Yeah, true.
They eat slower and they regulate themselves.
Yeah, so I feel like cats are a lot like that. Well, cats are just a lot smarter than dogs. That's really what it is.
They have the ability to be
with dogs. You have so many breeds with so many varying.
Some breeds are way smarter than others,
and then
for sure.
You've got others.
Vizslas are the one. Yeah. Ripley is my puppy for context. He is a genius.
Oh, yeah,
he's
smart.
He's so smart.
Super smart.
He's already, 4 months is how long he's been alive.
Yeah.
And he's responding to his name. He's already picking up, how to sit, how to, stay, everything like that. Those dogs are so smart.
Yeah, cats cats are just generally more smart than dogs because,
they may be less obedient at times. Oh. But they have a lot of
dogs. It's because cats are stubborn.
They're very stubborn.
So I actually saw a thing recently. It wasn't recently. I saw the thing a while back talking about why cats are like that.
Oh, yeah.
Why they're kind of all
Is
like...
Is it the independent part of them?
Yes. But it's also because cats see us as big, furless babies. So that's why they bring you things, because they're trying to teach you how to hunt.
Yeah.
And they think that they are taking care of you. And so when they do whatever they want,
they think the roles
it's
are
because
reversed.
they're in charge. They see it, they see us.
That's why they're independent. Yeah. They have to fend for themselves.
They see us as children because that's how they treat their children.
Man.
And so that's why cats are so
funny.
I'm going to do what I want, Chief. But obviously that varies on breed, because some breeds are just very I'm going to stick right next to you, and I'm never going to leave your side, and if you leave me for more than 3 days, I will kill myself.
Yeah.
It happens. I'm legit,
That happens?
Yeah, there's a breed of cat called, and I think it's the Maine Coon.
I read a lot
about them, because I wanted to get one really bad.
Yeah.
And,
aren't they the biggest cat, or one of the biggest
cats?
Yeah,
they're the super fluffy ones. And,
they're 3 feet long.
I read something how you can't, they're like, what's the breed of dog that's like that? There's a breed of dog that also does this, but if you leave them alone for too long, then they will, it's ducks. That's what it is.
Ducks?
You have to get two of them, ducks and those cats, because if they get too lonely, they stop eating, they stop, just functioning. Get so sad and depressed that they die because they're just depressed.
I was going to say, because we've had a Maine Coon, and we've gone week-long vacations before, and it's always been fine. But at the time, we had a second cat. It wasn't a Maine Coon.
Yeah.
It was another cat.
Oh, that was loud. Holy
maybe that
cow.
Contributed to,
to that. So that's why, I would... Because they're so affectionate, and that's why that's why they get like that.
That was a cat that followed me a mile to my grandparents' house.
So they're you got to be able to trade some things, you got to spend a lot of time with that cat if you want it to be, if you want an affectionate
If you
one.
Want it to grow to love you.
Yeah. So there's a lot of maintenance that can go into them at times, but for the most part, I'm a fan of cats. It's now that I'm older, just because.
They're a mature animal.
Yeah. And I'm a mature individual.
Oop, you dropped
there goes my phone.
Just dropping all kinds of stuff over here.
Dude, I'm all over the place tonight. I think it's the caffeine.
Probably.
Our dog.
I'm shaking.
Our dog has shown that she's incredibly intelligent, but she chooses to use that intelligence about 1% of the time. She'll do the most ridiculous thing. She's a mess who's just blatantly disobedient, and she keeps repeating the most awful things. But at times...
Give us an example.
She's constantly just pulling stuff out of the trash. She'll go into my room. She's been yelled at so many darn times.
Oh,
and she just... continues, literally, I kid you not, 50 times at least, she has done stuff like that, but she keeps disobeying, but she's shown that she has lots of intelligence through, just various little things. I don't remember those because they're far less common, but she totally has lots of smarts. She just chooses not to use them. Maybe she's actually just stubborn like a cat.
Yeah.
She has the soul of a cat.
Well, that's the thing. Some dogs are, like, Berkeley, my other dog, she's a Basenji mix, and Basenjis are known and are actually commonly called cat dogs because they have the temperament of a cat. Because she's like, you will touch me when I want you to touch me, and I'm gonna go do my own thing. But they're also another breed that's super smart.
Man.
So we've got smart dogs.
Stormy's the same way. She's super stubborn. I love Stormy.
I love her so much.
She seems like she just lays and sleeps.
She's such a diva.
She is so like. Maybe we should put photos up of all of our dogs while we're talking about this.
Yeah, we'll, boom, 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 rapid fire. Wait, boom, because I've got two.
Yeah, true.
Have you actually put any photos on any episodes before? Do you actually
I haven't edited any video.
Yeah.
Oh, none at all.
I've only edited audio so far.
Oh, wow.
Layton's edited most of the videos.
We have no videos yet.
Well, we have a few. We've got the first episode, and then RSS puts up.
Yeah, we literally, we are seven episodes behind on video right now.
Wow, all right, we gotta get that going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to try some.
We're gonna move on to a new opinion. We're all gonna agree on that
one. Hit us with one.
Maybe we won't.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a surprise.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's.
Maybe just do it quick, because if we all agree, then we move on.
Okay, Taylor Swift is overrated.
Yeah, that's agreed. That's agreed.
Maybe I don't know much about Taylor.
I'll
Swift.
Say this.
I like a couple songs.
She makes some good music.
She makes some hits.
But
I guess I agree. People hype over her. Dude, Kylie's gonna hate me for this.
All the women.
Kylie's a Swiftie.
Any shot we had of finding
love
from this podcast,
gone
down the drain.
Yeah, because I'm looking for love online. You know what could possibly go wrong?
I really enjoy Taylor's songs. They're like classic, like. People are gonna hate me for this, like 2010 style songs. I think
that's fair,
and that's my
that's nostalgic
favorite kind of pop. Yeah, it's like childhood music.
Yeah,
but so I really enjoy it, but I'm not like, oh, Taylor Swift.
I personally, I'm gonna be real honest. I think Taylor Swift's fan base is a little
crazy.
Over the top. They're a little,
yeah.
And I mean no offense to that, to any Swifties that. Hate that term too. I hate to any Swifties out there. You do you. You know, you like the artist, support her, whatever. But like, in from my perspective, some of those people are like obsessed.
Oh yeah, they're
crazy.
There's some people who are obsessed for sure.
Yeah, and it, I don't know, puts me off of it a little bit. It's just like Jesus.
It's like I don't want to be a part of it, basically.
Yeah.
But
so.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So yeah, we agreed on it. Let's move on. I guess.
You guys have any at all? I've got a few pulled up, but it's kind of hard because a lot of these can, like, really
get deep.
Yeah. Really get deep, but also some of these are, like...
We've taken some of these basic ones
dumb.
Deep, kind of, though.
Yeah. A lot of these also, For audio listeners, I have my phone on... I have my phone
He's
right
got
here.
A list.
And I've got... I'm just, like,
Going
looking
down.
Online for stuff because there's nothing wrong with looking for a little bit of extra, you know... Like, we don't always have to have a topic sorted out.
No.
I'm sure that's an opinion someone would have.
Should we have topics, like, before
Should we have
podcast?
Topics ready? Should we be able to talk about something on our podcast?
This is why we're failures.
We're never going
to
make it.
To be fair, y'all figure this out while I was at work, so I didn't really know what the topic was till like, a few minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't present.
Yeah,
I have excuses.
A lot of these are kind of mid. I'm going to be real honest with you. Some of these really suck.
Opinion. Are opinions a good podcast topic?
Yeah, true. Okay, how about this? Country music.
I love country
music.
Yes or
no?
Yes.
I go...
Okay, Alex.
I go...
Alex is more opinionated than I was ready for. I'm going to be real honest. I thought you were a very neutral person, but...
Very neutral.
Like, okay.
Well...
Rephrase it. Overall or...
Country music. Yes or no?
No.
No, okay.
If I have to go overall, no.
Okay.
I can rock out to some country music.
That does not mean that I don't like a lot of songs, though.
Yeah.
But as a whole, is it something I listen to a lot? No.
I'll say that. I don't necessarily listen to it a lot, but I can really get down to some country music.
Okay. That's what I guess I'm... Okay, well, I guess it's really just, do you like country music? That's what I should have said. But, like...
In that case, yes.
Okay. You like country music? You like country music. I don't like country music.
At all?
Okay.
Well, not at all, but, like... More no than yes.
Okay.
So that's why I say no. Because I'm...
That's fair.
I don't know. Man. It all sounds the same. It's like Christmas music. It all sounds the same. Sound very and it's all about
drinking,
the same.
Drinking,
it's
women,
all about the same
trucks,
stuff. I got my heart broken. I'm drinking beer, and I've got a truck.
I'm doing 95 down the highway in my F-150.
Occasionally, you get a, I love my dog.
Yeah.
I'm fishing. I'm in Texas.
I'm hunting.
Or it's just a mix of a bunch of those. And like,
that kind of gets into Southern music, too.
Yeah, but like, sure, you can boil a lot of genres down to that kind of stuff. Like, I'm sure rock is a lot of heartbreak and a lot of like love and stuff like that. But I don't know. It's just like, I don't want to hear about how you're drinking your sadness away because you got caught cheating or something like that. You know, it's like, I don't want to hear about
sometimes
how...
Sometimes the girl was cheating.
Yeah, true.
A lot of the time the girl was
like,
cheating,
I don't,
actually.
I don't care about your heartbreak, bro. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't sound good. There's more folk... You know what I think the problem is? The music doesn't sound good enough to me to make it worth listening to the lyrics. Because...
Do you
like,
don't
I said,
like the instruments or something? Like,
well, it's not
do
I don't...
That?
I love, like, acoustic guitar. I love guitar. But, I don't know, just the way that everything kind of sounds together, I mean...
I love me some good old Southern music with some banjo and stuff. Some good
okay,
oh
banjo,
gosh.
I'll get behind banjo any day.
Yeah? Okay.
Banjo, I love banjo.
Mandolin?
You
I
probably have to
mandolin.
Play it a little bit for me to
I don't have a mandolin.
Get it, but Alex just pulls it out from behind the couch. Well, don't you know?
That's one of my favorite instruments, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I but, like, that's the thing is, like I said, rock and stuff like that covers a lot of, like, heartbreak and stuff. But with rock, you've got, like, that like electric guitar with it and everything.
I love
just like
good
a good like a good riff and everything like that that goes with it. It just I don't know. It's a little more intense, I think, is what it is, and it kind of go it just
rock
works better.
I used to not like it at all.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, at all. But
wow.
I
that's
can get into
opinion.
It more.
Yeah.
But I don't know very many artists at all. Like, if you ask me what kind of rock do you listen to, I probably couldn't even tell you the name of the song or artist.
Hey, well, here's kind of
I've
a
gotten
thought.
Sam, I've turned Sam to the rock side.
Does he not like, does he used to not like rock?
Well, it's not that he didn't used to like it, but he didn't used to listen to it a lot.
Okay.
And so when I started playing stuff and he was, now he's, that's all he listens to. Well, that's not all he listens to, but that's a lot of what he listens to.
Do you guys lean more towards like, more like classic, like 70s, 80s, 90s rock, or something more modern?
It, kinda, it depends.
Really?
I like older stuff, but I also like newer stuff.
I think the older stuff is better, but I do listen to both.
Like, I listen to a lot of, like, Journey and a lot of...
Journey's really good.
A lot
that's
of
a
stuff
classic.
Like that, but I also listen to a lot of, like, Shinedown. And
okay.
Shinedown's not new, but it's newer than 80s and 90s and stuff like that.
I have more 70s, 80s, 90s stuff than I do.
Yeah.
Mainly
80s. Recently, though, I've been listening to a lot more punk. And all the versions that come with it.
What
pop
really
punk,
is
punk,
punk
rock. Punk is like, I don't know, I kind of want to think of... It
feels
like,
more like a subgenre of a whole bunch of genres.
It's kind of like it an edgier
be.
Rock.
Metal?
No, because metal...
Man, that's harder.
Yeah,
guess,
it's harder than rock. And then...
Metal, I think of just screaming.
Well, that's... then you get into screamo. And that's,
I can't do that.
That's when it's like...
I can do I can do some light metal.
See, yeah.
But that's... the top of my
I think because that's the thing is like screamo's more like screaming
I'm good.
And then metal is more like it
there's more
it's not harder
it
lyrics it's harder instruments
okay that's fair
so that's like the facets of like
it's more yelling than screaming
that's a better way of putting it because like they have to yell to be like to get that punch with the music
to match the instruments
so but like with punk it's exactly what it sounds like. It's punk.
Okay.
It's kind of a little more like snappy and a little more a little edgier.
I'm sure I've heard some.
And it sounds dumb saying edgy now because like it has such a
edgy
stigma 14 around
olds,
it.
Yeah.
But like I don't know. It's got a very
it's a description.
A lot of the themes and it works so well because the music fits the theme of it so well because it's very. Like screw you and like screw society.
Okay,
like,
okay, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, and so and I mean I'm not the type of person to like you know be all screw the system like rebel and
anarchy.
Revolt. Yeah, but it I mean I can get down to it.
Yeah,
Layden.
What?
I don't know. I thought you looked like you wanted to say something. I'm
no,
sorry.
I'm just listening.
You've also been very quiet. Alex and I have been kind of like bouncing off each other.
I tried to join in with y'all.
Yeah. I don't sometimes know a whole lot about it.
That's
so
fair.
There's not a lot of input for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll move to a new... for now, let's talk about a music genre while I look at these other
Just
Alex and I
genre?
Should talk about one.
Well, whatever you guys want to talk about.
John
really.
Denver thoughts. John
I don't know who it is. Like, I, well, here's the thing.
That's
I've probably heard his songs. I'm terrible with
artists.
Take
me home, country roads.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Take me home.
That's the most iconic John Denver.
See, I didn't know who sang it. Like, who sung that?
Yeah, John
I don't
Denver.
Know.
There you go. Jake, John Denver. I know Sam doesn't like
that's
him.
That's like the only song
I've heard. Me. Really?
Oh
yeah.
Okay. Man, I love John Denver. My parents like John Denver. It's like huge, like Colorado mountain songs, you know. Oh. So,
have either of you all
it has
seen
nostalgia for me? Kinda.
Have either of y'all seen Friends?
No.
Not really.
That
I heard
show
I heard
is
lame. I heard it's actually awful. Like you take out the laugh tracks, and it's just the most unfunny thing
it's
ever.
It's so boring.
People still really like
I've
it.
Watched it, and it is like. It's not even, in at least in my books, it's not even good enough to put on as, like,
I
background noise.
It.
It is,
wow.
it's boring, flat out. That is going to get me shot from someone. But
Friends,
I don't know.
I haven't watched The Office. No. I haven't watched Friends.
I like The Office. I like Seinfeld. Those are my two big
Seinfeld
shows. Seinfeld
is, I'm not going to lie, Seinfeld's kind of almost in the Friends
really?
Area for me.
I think it's pretty funny though. I genuinely do laugh at the humor.
That's fair.
Maybe I just have terrible humor.
Okay, there's a what a just any
like
Layton,
it.
Have you seen any sitcoms though?
I don't think so.
The Office is too classic. The Office that has some
that
believe
awesome
me,
Office
I've
is
seen,
way too dry.
I've seen
really?
So many
your
like
not good.
I've seen so many memes though, like all just through Instagram, YouTube,
yeah.
whatever, of Friends, Office, like
yeah.
all the
yeah.
popular sitcoms and stuff. So I've seen a whole lot of the moments. I just haven't actually watched
that's,
the shows.
That's
yeah.
the thing, like, with the clips and stuff.
Yeah.
People, even with, oh my goddess, even with Friends, people clip stuff from Friends, and it's supposed to be the funny moments, and it isn't funny.
Yeah,
and
I'm
it's
just
like
okay.
oh my gosh.
Well,
that's something
some that requires context. You
yeah.
know? People
well,
that need to actually rely on people
that's
knowing
the
about
thing,
the show.
Like, even still, even with context,
yeah.
or with that, if you don't need it, it's just like, straight face. Completely straight face. For audio listeners, I paused because I was making a completely
making
bored
a
and
face.
Uninterested face because that show is boring and uninteresting. No, but The Office is way too dry.
Oh, man.
There, I will say, there are some there are actually
I
some pretty
the
funny
and Seinfeld
stuff.
Both.
That, I, nah. Layton, have you said you haven't watched The Office.
Mm-mm.
You've seen, but like you said, you've seen clips, right?
Yeah.
Have you laughed at those much?
Some of them. But they're like The Office,
man.
Way more than Friends.
Maybe
okay.
it's a generational thing.
Here's
I have. I'm more of a '90s kid, even though I'm totally not. Or
yeah.
'80s or '90s kid, I think.
I will say the only funny parts of The Office is when Jim is messing with Dwight.
Those are the funniest
parts of The Office, and those are the only funny parts of The Office. But otherwise, but that's just because Jim is such a smug like,
yeah.
like.
And Dwight's over the top a lot of times.
Yeah, and
too.
Dwight has it coming to him every time.
Oh, because he's so serious, and
yeah.
it's like just
Michael.
It's so funny.
That was a terrible impression.
Yeah, but anyways, you were gonna say something just now.
I was gonna. Oh yeah. Michael driving his car into the pond. Was
what?
That not funny? Yeah.
I didn't like actually watch The Office,
no, okay,
but like my mom watched The Office all the way
that.
Through. Even my mom
yeah.
was like,
I haven't seen all of it yet.
My mom has watched the whole though. Office, and she was like, "Eh, it's kind of,
oh,
it's kind of so-so."
Oh, I like all the episodes I see.
Yeah. Apparently the ending's really good, though.
Oh, I haven't seen the ending.
I haven't either.
I don't care if anybody spoiled it for me, because I probably never watched
don't
it
anyway. Don't spoil it for me.
None of us have seen it, so.
Cartoons. Any hot takes on cartoons?
Don't get me started on cartoons.
Like, okay, for instance, for me, Avatar, The Last Airbender,
haven't
Gravity Falls.
Love it.
Gravity Falls was so good.
Phineas and Ferb. Some of those awesome shows. Fantastic shows.
Classics.
But there's, okay. Steven Universe.
I didn't
Steven
see
Universe
much of that.
Was really good.
Really?
Of,
I thought
dude,
it was trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I can kind of get behind that, but that's just because I can see Steven Universe being kind of just like, I don't know. I don't have a word for it without triggering people, but it's very just...
You never know
if Steven's going to end up
yeah.
with a girl or not.
Yeah.
Nah, but... I don't know. A lot of people like it, and I liked it when I watched it. So
did y'all watch Gumball?
Yes.
Oh, that's some bad humor.
Gumball? Oh, my God.
I still love
Gumball
it.
Gumball is so good. That show has
I like Gumball.
It's such a dumb sense of humor.
So it's,
but
it's
at some somehow it's also so smart.
Three times the cheese walk side was to Switzerland by radio, but it never got that parking ticket or something like that. That's a good quote.
My favorite episode by far is the one where they're talking about selling out and how they don't because the family needs money, but they don't want to sell out and do an ad for like whatever the burger place is, and so slowly devolve an animation style into lower and lower budget
and
animation.
Like
and it
is sketchboards.
It is
or
and then
or
they become
boards.
Post-it notes. And I don't know.
At some point, we see the animators talking.
Yeah,
or something
and
too.
As someone who has done animation and as someone who like knows
that
process, it is so good. Like the fact that they did that is crazy. Also, the number of animation techniques they use in that
show—there's
3D animation, stop motion. There's some lady, with a chin, her chin and mouth. in the show,
Susie or whatever.
There's so much effort put into that show, and it is so good.
I was gonna mention an episode that I really liked to match what you were saying. I don't remember what it was now. I like them all really though.
Yeah.
They're all funny.
I'm gonna be so real with you, Layton. You mentioned Avatar.
Yeah.
And having watched it.
You've watched
it? Was
it
mid?
A little bit.
Did you
watched like the first season.
Did you not like it?
You gotta watch more than first season.
Snoresville.
Okay.
I'm willing to watch more of it because you guys swear by it. You and Sam.
I haven't. Okay.
But I don't know.
The first season,
I was just kind of like.
They're just figuring it out.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, figuring it out.
Yeah, I didn't mean to make that joke. But the first season of Avatar, they're really just figuring out, building the characters, introducing you to the characters. The second and third season, so much better.
Okay.
So much better.
A lot of people say that.
It is.
And a lot of shows,
so
I'm going to be real on
it.
Real.
It doesn't
be
happen,
real with
I
you.
Know.
Doesn't and, get better.
Okay, maybe it's just not your. Thing too, maybe that's fair, but for me, second season, third season, so much better. Like honestly, it's hard for me to watch the first season.
That's fair
because the second and third are so good.
Okay. Did any of y'all watch Phineas and Ferb growing up?
Dude, yes.
It was my most watched show by far. I recently watched, like within the past 2 years or something, the entire series again for like the fifth time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I've got another food one here.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Good.
Yes.
Oh.
Both of you?
Yeah, it's good.
That's
like it.
That's a classic.
Nah.
Is that an unpopular? You don't like it?
Nah.
Do people not like mint chocolate chip?
Did you really just say that?
Yeah, I thought everyone.
You
just
thought
loved
everybody loved it. What?
It's such a basic flavor.
No. No.
It's like just slightly less basic than chocolate and vanilla.
We just. Whoa.
Is that an opinion too?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm peaking right now because so. I am no shot, dude.
Tell me about it, Jake. Come on.
I don't even have words, bro.
Do you like hate it or just like not? Are you just kind of?
I don't understand how people are so. Crazy over
I'm
it.
I'm not crazy
I'm
over
not
it.
Crazy.
It's like
that.
That's a good
but
flavor.
Like,
it's like
you,
chocolate.
You
know?
Just put it on par with chocolate and vanilla.
Yeah.
Those are two. Those are the two like biggest flavors ever. And
well, I'm not like crazy about those either.
Well,
you
know? But like to put it on such a high standing.
Well, it's not on the same level as those, but it's very close.
Close. That's what I mean. That's what has me at a loss for words.
Really?
I'm just not a big fan of it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I just didn't know. I just didn't think that you, like, some people felt so
strongly about
it. What
about it? Don't
you
like?
I don't know. It's just the mint and the chocolate. Like, I can eat, like, Yorks or something like that.
Yeah, mint and chocolate.
I'll eat those all day. I love those things. Yeah. But, like, mint chocolate chip ice cream is just weird.
I had no idea.
I don't.
Have
you
ever
know this?
I didn't know that either.
Man.
I don't know.
Have you ever had Andy's mints?
I don't know if I've had
they're exact things.
They're very
that you
similar.
They're the exact things they give you at Olive Garden.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't need
see,
Olive
those
much.
Are also good. And that's the same thing as, like, Yorks and stuff like that. But I don't know. It's something about the ice cream. I guess maybe it's because it's an ice cream.
Okay.
But it just, I don't know,
man.
Dude. I don't like it.
Wow.
Okay, chocolate or vanilla?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I choose chocolate.
Chocolate.
I think chocolate.
I don't
like
the
sweeter
taste of
feeling than vanilla.
I don't mind vanilla at all, but I prefer chocolate.
Vanilla gets old really quick.
Vanilla bean with coffee grounds on top. Perfect.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. Bring the coffee back into it.
No
Alex
thanks.
Is our coffee guy.
No thanks for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, are
you thinking?
Yeah.
I like chocolate milkshakes. I'm not a huge fan of strawberry.
I don't like strawberry as a flavor either.
Chocolate's my favorite, but I can do strawberry
still. I've got a real good one.
Okay.
Pineapple on pizza.
I'll take it. Honestly, though,
I can eat it. I don't see why people are so against it, but I wouldn't order it.
Okay,
I'd order it.
We all share the same views.
To be fair,
dang
it. You like it too?
I've never actually like fully had it. Like the concept doesn't sound bad at all.
No. I'll take it.
Putting something kind of sweet / sour on something like pizza, I am a little hesitant.
The ham savory.
My main worry would be the clash with like the type of sauce because some sauces.
You don't want like straight tomato sauce and pineapple.
Yeah,
grilled pineapple.
You want the sauce has to be right to go with pineapple because that's such a specific flavor profile compared to like what's on pizza. So, but I would be open to trying it.
I gotta say,
because I'm curious.
I like literally anything. I'm the most unpicky person I've ever met. So I mean, it's not really much of a surprise that
Alex,
I'll eat pineapple.
I gotta
pizza.
Ask you: have you eaten grass before? Just unironically.
Unironically, I don't know. I've made pine needle tea. So
okay.
I mean, that's kind of close. I could make grass tea.
I made a
dandelion green salad once.
Yeah, he did. It was actually not terrible at all.
I taste like normal lettuce, honestly.
But I think
don't
it
eat
was
pesticides, kids. Be careful with that.
Yeah, didn't. Weren't you concerned about that at that time? Or no?
I think it was fine because we're both here, though.
Totally.
I definitely questioned whether there was pesticides, though, but I think it was fine.
Okay.
Because we were pretty young and
we
were taking
didn't do
a
much
big
lawn
risk
care then. So.
For anybody, Alex lives pretty close to a golf course.
We
so
didn't pull from the golf
okay.
course, though. It was our own yard, I think.
So, like, us just eating plants off
from
a
the
golf
ground,
course
yeah.
is not
we
good.
Ate onions from the golf
dude,
course.
Those,
crit,
those onions were crazy.
They,
I was
they
not
were,
prepared
they
for how strong
decent,
they were.
Yeah,
they
were
strong.
They
were legit onion.
I had one, and I was like, good God.
But to be fair, we were just eating straight onion,
yeah,
which
true.
Is pretty strong.
Like,
enough.
Straight out of the
we
ground.
We were using it as an ingredient.
Yeah. So
with dirt and all.
I just had another topic pulled up, and I was going to ask you guys about it.
I'm sure I've eaten grass at some point.
So when you guys travel.
Yeah.
Road trips or planes? Car or plane?
I love flying, so I'd probably choose that. I can't get down when the grip.
I knew you were
going
to say that, but
I would love to fly. Too expensive. We drive.
Okay.
My dad has airline miles.
We're not talking about expenses or anything.
Preferred?
Just
oh, fly.
No, yeah, Layden. We're gonna take this real serious. Okay.
Well,
no, I'm sorry. It's preference.
Fly.
We're talking opinions here.
Fly.
So
I don't even need a movie. Give me a window seat. I will put on my earbuds. I'll put on my earbuds.
Wow. The Irish
just
came out.
Just completely by muscle memory.
Yeah. I'll put on my earbuds and just stare out the window. Even if it's night, I'll just look out the window of the plane and just think and imagine. Just I'll think about the flex of the wing and the control
okay.
surfaces.
About
and
the flex
dude,
of the wing.
I just love...
Wonder how far
man.
This can bend. Snap.
Looking at the ground below.
Wow, look at that flex. It's
they
just
can
missing.
They can actually bend quite far. The 787 wings will move like 20 feet.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm gonna be real with you guys.
You prefer driving?
I like driving.
It's really fun to go on a
It's fun to be on the road.
It can get tiring if you're
say,
out there for too long.
It is very fun to be on a plane. And I love
you
flying because it really is just a like... It
cool
solidifies
experience.
That idea of, like, I'm traveling. But at the same time, I love a road trip. You go on the road, you're just cruising down a long highway, especially at night. Roads are totally open, and you're just cruising.
Good music.
There's stars in the sky. You maybe stop somewhere halfway.
You
and
I go in to take star pictures
car.
With a playlist going.
Like, that is probably some of the most fun I've had doing like driving.
That's always
and
fun.
And even like that isn't exactly like a full road trip, you know.
Going
like
to East Texas was fun.
Yeah, but like even so that driving. Road tripping to East Texas was so much fun, especially when you have friends.
Yeah,
oh
that makes
yeah,
it really good.
But I
in a comfy car,
I'd do it by myself. Even
I'd
travel by myself just because I think it's fun. Travel is travel to me.
Yeah,
and doesn't matter how you do
that's
it, but
more fun with family and friends.
Yeah,
or going somewhere cool. But yeah, I'm similar.
Yeah, I'd be happy to just go anywhere at this point. Yeah. Okay, here's one. What's your preferred state to travel to? Layden, I don't know how much you've traveled.
Not a whole lot, so that's
kind
of tough.
But Alex, I know you've got one.
Man, I was going
to
say Texas.
You don't have to
I think
specifically
I can think of
do anything like how me and Alex are like have to choose a bunch of states or something.
Yeah.
But maybe just like what's your favorite state that you've been to out of the ones you've been or something like that.
Okay.
This kind of comes back to me being the most unpicky person. I love everywhere I've been. Dude, come on,
Alex, okay, that's not Alex. Hot.
When I was going to Washington State, not D.C., I was genuinely upset. This was back in, like, 2018 or whatever, right? I was so upset when my parents told me we were going there because I wanted to go to Colorado again. And once we actually got there, I loved it so stinking much. But what? Oh, yeah. But, like, man, going to the Smoky Mountains, too, they're totally as cool as the Rockies. They're very different, but I love them. And then the White Mountains, like the Appalachians up in the Northeast, dude. Like,
that's fair.
The beach has been really cool, and everywhere in Texas I've been is awesome, too. I was going to say Texas is my favorite state, but that's my favorite to live in. I think it's ideal. It's center of everything.
You think Texas is ideal to live in?
Well, I have a lot of reasons for that, but, like, We're Christians.
He's not talking for weather.
Like, yeah,
take weather out of the equation. If weather's out of the equation, do you love it enough or no?
There's so many cool things in Texas. We have the beach. Yeah. We have the forest. We got, like, the desert. We got some light mountains. We have, like, open plains and prairies.
We do have a lot.
We have, like, almost every biome. Yeah. Almost every biome in the U.S.
A lot of cool
in our
biomes.
One state. Yeah. There's so many cool things to do. There's a really good city areas, like, there's a lot of good stuff in Texas. Plus, like, the economy is pretty decent for the U.S. as well.
You're going to love me for saying this.
What?
Yeah,
louder.
I was purposely talking quiet. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, my bad.
You're going to love me for this, Jake.
Okay. Say it.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because
I love Arkansas.
I've only been to it once, and it was, I don't think I went too far into it. I'd have to.
The Ozarks are awesome.
I'd have to see where I went, but I really did think it was cool. Like the trees and
you go during fall time.
The hills I saw. I didn't see mountains,
beautiful.
But I saw like really big hills and stuff there too.
I want to go off roading there and so, in hot springs with y'all.
Oh, dude, hot springs would be so much fun.
It'd be awesome.
I am a big fan of Colorado.
Me too.
I
love
Arkansas, but Colorado has always held the top spot to me.
It has a special place in my heart.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the mountains, and, like, that's, we've already covered that topic, you know, but, like,
ooh,
I don't know. Colorado is so chill, temperature-wise, too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Everybody's just so laid back, and like a lot of the places that at least we've been, you know, it's a little touristy, but like everybody's riding bikes everywhere.
That's
like
cool.
Everybody's just chilling. There are so many 4Runners, dude. Like everybody's just so chill, and everybody goes outside so much and like does stuff, and it's so much better.
Okay, so favorite.
Plus, weed's legal in Colorado.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry. I had to say it.
That's fair.
That's why everyone's so chill.
It's not, yeah. It's like Canada, but better.
Favorite excursion.
Go on, Lane.
Favorite excursion / activity you've done on a trip, and I'll tell you mine. It was in Colorado, and it was whitewater rafting.
Dude, whitewater rafting is so much fun.
So, favorite excursion you've done.
It's climbing Mount Bierstadt.
Okay.
I love whitewater rafting, and we've been several times. I haven't been now that I'm over 18, which means we can do higher class rapids.
Yeah.
But... cool. It's always climbing a mountain is always going to be it's going to be my top of my list.
Fair.
My favorite trip, I think I mentioned this once before, climbing Mount Washington with my dad.
Yeah.
Coolest hike I've ever done.
Plus,
it's the most dangerous mountain in America.
Really?
I think it's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, I really want to climb another mountain.
Dude,
I've never done it, so maybe that would be my favorite.
Next outing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, though, unpopular opinion. I think New Mexico is awesome. I think a lot of people kind of look down on it, but, like, good for, like, some basic skiing stuff. There's some beautiful, like, hikes there in mountains, really cool forests, like Cloudcroft area. Is your mic picking me up?
Both of ours are, and so I was trying to make sure that
I'm at
it was
point clear. Point them more like this.
I do this, yeah. Point your mics away from me. But, like, honestly, I think New Mexico's awesome. I wouldn't mind living in, like, the northern part of the state, like, kind of, like, level with... Amarillo, Texas, you know?
I got you. We've been to New Mexico like once or twice, and it was fun when we went, but I just, like, I guess it is a unpopular
good
opinion,
Mexican
at
food.
Least between us, because it's just like,
Yeah, everyone's.
It was very just cool. Yeah.
basic West.
It's New Mexico.
It's got kind of Colorado, but Colorado's right next door, and it's way better. It's got, like, some of the deserty stuff like the other Western states, but it's not as good as the other Western states.
Yeah. I guess that's the
thing.
It's kind of
mid, like, I think people have been. I really like it.
Having gone to Colorado and comparing that to New Mexico, that's the issue. Yeah,
that's what a lot of people do. But I still really like it.
And on top of that,
cool.
Like, if you want, like, deserts or sand dunes or something, we've got
those here.
There's better. Yeah, like, we've got those here. Like, you don't need to travel to New Mexico to do a lot of stuff. You can go to better places.
There's a volcano in New Mexico. It's
really
dormant, but it's cool.
Hmm. Okay. It's tiny. Anybody down to sacrifice anything? Any local virgins around here we can throw in there?
You're talking to two. Yeah.
So, I forgot what I was going to say. Dang it. Balls.
Oh, well.
That's not what I was going to say, but that's what I. That's kind of like the placeholder.
Well, maybe that's actually it.
It's the null texture that I have.
Null texture.
You can cut this out if you want. You want to wrap it up, or you?
I've got one more.
One more.
And this
one.
This one I gotta just like type this in.
We need a bigger couch.
I'm purely curious about this, just for absolutely no reason. So I'm going to.
Oh, you had this in your notes. You were thinking about this one.
No, I'm gonna. This is something else.
Oh.
How do you pronounce that? Oh, here. How do you pronounce that word?
Avocado.
Yeah.
Avocado.
Say it.
Avocado.
Okay.
Do people say avocado or something?
No,
like that?
No, people say avocado.
Avocado.
Instead
I've heard
of
that.
Avocado.
I think that's kind
so
of a regional thing.
I wanted
maybe
to see.
I think it depends.
My
family
says
it
differently.
Maybe mine does too.
Jenna and my
that's
mom
like saying
say avocado, but
y'all
I say avocado.
That's why I think it's regional. That's like saying
now
y'all.
That's why I don't think it's regional, because
avocado.
I'm in the same house as my family, and we say it differently.
Now that I think about it, I think if you wouldn't have shown me that, I probably would have said it.
Really?
Avocado.
Avocado?
Well,
I've never heard you say that.
That's why I showed you the word, because I didn't want to say, do you guys pronounce it avocado or avocado? Because then both are in your head, and whichever one you heard last.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to say avocado.
Yeah.
No one says avocado.
But, like, when if I were to hear it, I'd be like, oh, it's whichever one I heard last, probably.
You say aw?
I say ah.
Okay.
Well, there's several words that also Texans say differently to most of us.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to think of some.
Y'all.
Do you know, and maybe, did you know that
y'all.
A lot of people don't know what a liquor store is?
What?
Yeah. Really? It's called ABC store in a lot
what?
Of places.
Dude, some places have drive-through liquor stores.
What?
Yeah. I remember what state.
Roll up. I'll take a beer, please.
Really? You can do that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
That's
in Texas.
Wild.
You would think Texas would have that.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
No, did you know?
No,
that,
I don't think that
did you
Texas.
Know that some people actually think that we ride horses and carry and carry carriages
I've heard
around?
That.
That's
I think
so
that's more
wild.
Of a European thing to think.
I don't know. My that's
some people ride horses around.
Yeah. Well,
in like a tiny
but
town
I mean,
in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, like really, like
they
like
think
that's downtown
Dallas.
Only
riding
yeah.
horses everywhere.
That's. That's
gonna go park in the corral.
Yeah. Hey, where do
tie
I
tie my horse up real
where
quick?
Where do I park the stallion?
Yeah. No,
hey,
that's true.
Check out
know
this
where
Mustang I just picked up. 1 horsepower.
Okay. Here's a.
She's not turbocharged.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people, so maybe this isn't as big
whip
as I think. Horse. I'm not. I'm gonna describe it to you just so that you can say it, okay? Because
okay.
I. What are the things that are on the road that haul big cargo?
Semi-truck. Every now and then, I would rarely say 18-wheeler. That's a big thing in Texas.
Oh.
But I grew up saying semi.
I always call it an 18-wheeler. So many people I know call
lot,
it an
18-wheeler.
That's
more of a Texas thing.
I grew
thing
up
sure.
calling it an 18-wheeler, and now I'm kind of just like, it's a semi.
Okay.
It's a semi-truck.
I think big rig was more of an 80s thing. Some states more say
a lot
say
of
that,
people
though.
I've heard in the northern states call it a tractor-trailer.
I've heard that sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't say that, though, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little, that's very
tractor
northern.
Tractor trailer.
Yeah.
It's a tractor.
That's so northern of
it's
them.
It's a tractor with a trailer.
And this is very southern of us.
Yeah.
That's not a John Deere.
Talking about sweet tea earlier, and now we're salsa. And
well, I'm saying semi over here instead of 18-wheeler.
Yeah, true. Apparently Texans say 18-wheeler, not semi.
I'm trying to think of another one that's, like, very Texas-oriented versus...
Yeah. Well, we can think of more later, but for right now, I think, like...
We'll have a Texan episode next time.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
episode.
A good idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because we have, like,
pecan
a listener in Germany or something.
Pecan,
hello.
Pecan.
Hi.
Pecan.
Or what's hello in German?
I should know this. I was just there. My parents were learning German. Hello. Guten Tag.
Yeah. Guten Tag. No, but.
Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen. I don't know.
Good morning. No, but this is a good place to wrap it up. So I think this is good that, yeah, there's a lot of really different perspectives on some stuff. Well, more opinion than I thought we were going to be. And I think that's good to have, you know, like strong opinion. Maybe not. We haven't gotten into heavy stuff, and we probably won't because this ain't that type of podcast. But it's good to have,
we'll
you know,
save that
have
for arguing afterwards.
It's good to have your own opinions and stuff like that. You know, everybody's a little different, and I think that's you know, that's what makes it so cool to talk to new people and everything like that.
That's what makes a friend group interesting, having different opinions.
Yeah.
That's what makes us cool.
And we will have guests, like actual guests on the podcast.
And
they'll
share their opinions.
Yeah, and we'll always have, we should lead with an opinion question every time we have a guest.
What do you think on this?
Yeah. How do you feel about Texas? Nah, but.
Are we cool?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You listen to the podcast?
Right or
are
left.
You a fan?
Anyways, we're getting a little distracted. We'll get into more topics next time, but for now, we're heading out. So I'll talk to you all later. Thanks for listening to the Figuring Out podcast, and we'll see you all later.
Bye.
Signing out.
Later.